are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Oh.
Hey, baddies. Welcome to an apocalyptic Tuesday.
Near-death experience.
We have an interesting show planned for you today. We have two of Tracy's friends calling in who are amazing and awesome and beautiful. And
I mean, gorgeous to say the least, both of these girls. So this will be a male-triggered episode because, like, hotness gone round here.
Tell them who it is, Trey.
Cassie Serbo, actress and Buddha bullying advocate and singer, dancer, everything. And then we have Jessica Burciago, who's an entrepreneur, business owner, Instagram model. I'm sure 90,000,000% of you all follow her. So it's just literally one big group of hotness today. So you're welcome in advance.
We're going to talk to them about dating and some of the apps and if they use apps to date. Have you guys heard about the app? It's called Raya.
Raya.
We're not sure how to pronounce it.
We don't know because we're not on it. I don't think we qualify.
Raja?
Raja?
It's an app that's exclusive to pretty much, like, you have to
be a celebrity of some sort.
Be a celebrity of some sort to get on it. Yeah. And I just thought it was really interesting and I wanted to talk to somebody that was on it.
There's really, really famous people on
it? Oh, yeah. I'll tell you. I'll give you the list. It's a dating app for the rich and famous. Drew Barrymore, Amy Schumer, Ben Affleck, Joe
what?
Jonas, Trevor Noah, Cara, what's her name?
Del Javine.
Yeah, holy shit. Very good, Trey.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know. That could be
Del Javine. They've all been spotted. And Channing Tatum is on there.
I'm getting on it. Bye.
Whoa, it's a wrap. Let's do it.
I'm just kidding.
Well, listen to this. The exclusive dating app is for the rich and famous that accepts 8% of applicants.
Oh, well, there. That great was, chances for me.
This article's from December 2019, so we're fucked.
Yeah, great.
We know nothing good's happening in 2020. All right, why don't we talk to Cassie first and see what she has to say?
Okay.
I love her so much. I'm such a fan of hers.
She's so cute.
I love Sharknado. Have you actually seen Sharknado?
I watched it because she told me it was coming out. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go check that out. But like because I saw her filming something. I'm like, oh God, what are you filming? She was covered in blood. And she's like, this like sci-fi thing. And I'm like, all right, when it comes out, I'll see it. And then like, I couldn't believe what it actually was. And now it's like this fucking phenomenon. And I'm like, what the fuck happened?
So by like the third one, we were like real into it, me and Denny. And we had...
Do you really? So you know who Nova is?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen it in a while, but we used to have like friends over to watch like the premiere so we could watch it live. And we used to play a Sharknado drinking game.
Stop.
So like you drink every time you see a Sharknado, you drink every time a shark bites someone's head off, you drink every time a shark falls out of the sky.
Oh, so just the whole movie? Yeah. Wait, fun fact, you want to hear something cute? They had like a flashback of, I don't remember which Sharknado it was, but the flashback of Cassie, I mean, as Nova, as a young girl, and it was actually her niece Katarina who was in it. Isn't that cute?
Oh,
to like
so
be able
cute.
To have your family on it. I thought that was so sweet when she said, when she posted that her niece was doing it. I was like, wow, that must be so exciting.
I was just reading some of the Sharknado drinking games. One sip every time Tara Reid screams. Every time there's an awesome one-liner. Running in slow-mo. Every celebrity cameo you recognize.
You guys, I have... No, I
what the fuck is wrong with you?
I have such bad allergies. I'm severely allergic asthmatic. I know I should be in a fucking bubble like every day, not even just quarantine day, but...
I'm just saying, like, do you not know that in the time of corona?
I mean, I'm telling you guys so you know I'm not corona-ing in my throat. I'm just friggin' scratching my throat itches. It itches. I can't get to it. It's inside of my skin and my throat.
This is going to be like the 2020 witch trials.
Oh, yeah, you guys are so fucking hanging me at a trial.
100%. Alan, can you just explain to her when she goes out in public that she can't be scratching her throat? That people
I'm
going to
try not
out.
To. It's fucking hard, guys. I live with like severe asthma, like every day, and then allergies. The second March comes along, I'm like, well, here I go. I better go get strep throat so they could give me a Z-pack. Otherwise, I'm not surviving this.
You're going to have to walk around with documentation to prove you're asthmatic.
Oh, Cassie. Hello.
Hi. How are you guys?
All right, guys. So we have probably the cutest human being there ever was. We have Cassie Serbo. You guys know her from Make It or Break It, Sharknado, Nova, which is the cutest name ever. She just did this movie, Truth or Dare, which I barely made it through. And you guys also know her as the blonde one from Bring It On and It to Win It, which I watched as like a kid, I think. Like, I think that was when we were on MySpace, right, Cass?
That was for sure when we were friends on MySpace. Yeah. My hair was like white and
platinum. Yes.
That's when we were into Juice Heads. Yep. That was the name.
Yeah.
Someone here is still into Juice Heads. So.
Shut up, Jessica.
Wait, what was your MySpace name?
Oh, my
God. I forgot. Wasn't it like something Barbie or?
No, oh my God, it was worse. There were so many. It was like Center of Their World. Cause...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then when
mine was the Italian goddess. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
I'm almost mortified to tell people that. And then I went through a stage where I was dating my ex and I was his name, but Mrs. in front of it. Like, mortifying shit.
Oh, wait, I remember that, too.
Let's not ever tell people what it was because it's so fucking embarrassing.
Oh, you know what's so embarrassing for me? I was Jess Hottie, and I still
and she
am.
Still is Jess Hottie.
Never changed.
Oh, my God.
It.
Still her Instagram
name. She stayed true to herself.
Yeah. She stayed
true to herself. You get it, girl. You own that.
You know what you just made me think about? Because I'm currently pregnant, and there's looking at baby names every day, and Nova is like...
It's a huge, trendy
baby name right now. I wonder if it's from the show.
Probably.
Like, it's all over the place.
That would make me so happy. Wait. I actually love the name Nova, too. I think I loved having that name as a character.
Yeah.
It was, like, a cool name. The blow-up movie ever. I remember when you were like, I'm recording this movie, and then you were like, it's, like, never going to go anywhere. And then it came out, and I was like, holy shit, this movie is fucking everywhere.
Like, no, honestly, I was like, it was the weirdest thing ever, because... I remember when I first saw it trending, I think it was actually on Twitter or something. Mm-hmm. I saw it trending and I'm like, there's no way that this is our movie. It must have came out with like some like new like fishy snacks or like something silly that's like Sharknado. I don't know. I'm like, but it's not our movie. And I was like, no, this is what I'm going to be known for. This is it. This is my break. It's Sharknado.
So you guys, I go to the casino, Harrah's in Atlantic City, and I text her a picture. I'm like, hi, I'm playing your game right now. And she's like on the main thing
That's
of a casino.
So awesome.
I was like,
I
how
love
is
that
this happening?
So much.
It was so weird.
I really still feel like it's not real. And it's been like 9 years or 7-8 years, and I still can't believe that that's
has it really anyway. Been that long? That's crazy.
Well, we did six, and we ended last year. So
six.
And with all the production, and then when they come out, so yeah, about 7 years.
I mean, that honestly, it's an iconic movie. It's part of pop culture history.
Crazy.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I've finally learned to stop feeling like, I don't know. I guess it's just being like an actor and actually, you know, have taken it seriously my whole life and have studied Stella Adler and Meisner and all these major techniques. I was so ashamed. I used to be so embarrassed. And now I'm like, you know what? Screw that. Like, not many people get an opportunity to be part of something so massive. And you know, it took me all around the world and to so many different countries. And I got to meet so many people. It was a beautiful experience. So I've definitely shifted the way that I view Sharknado. Like, you know, but I used to be like, no, like, I'm not the Sharknado girl. It's not me. No,
but
no.
Do you know that you are like sci-fi fans? Princess Leia, you understand
yes,
that, right?
Yes,
like,
clap it up.
I want you to understand, like, the sci-fi fans of the world are like, Nova.
Definitely Alan over here.
Alan.
I've never seen any of them.
It's
lies. You need to. You need to watch Cassie with, like, a fucking gun in her hand. It's hysterical.
When the sixth one was coming out, I loved the title because it was so fucking obvious. It was just, it's about time. And I was like, God damn it, that's great.
It is about time.
At least we owned up to it. I mean, like, clearly we're in on all the jokes. So it's
so
it
funny.
Really was fun. It's fun.
So you guys, she is, you're single, right?
I am.
And
I'm single,
you
yes.
are on dating apps?
I am on one dating app.
Which
and
is?
Yes, it is Raya. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now
I feel like it's like of the apps, it's like the one to be on.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, for sure. You have to be.
I know nothing about it, even though Jess is gung-ho for me to do it.
Well, no, you've got to do it. We got to send her the friend pass if Jess is on it. I don't know if she's on. I don't know. If someone's on, we got to send you the friend pass. You got to get on it. Because honestly, like, if anything, I hardly even go on, to be honest. Like, I rarely go on dates off this thing. It's just entertainment. It's almost like a curse if you meet a guy on Raya. Like, you're never going to really see him. I mean, I've probably gone on like 3 dates in 3 years on this thing.
And
but
do you
it's
have
more
nightmares?
Years fun.
Do you have any nightmares?
You know, I
have more of like a funny story. It's not really like nightmares. I have more of like, honestly, it's been really fun. Like clearly, like there's really cool people on the app. I've matched with like very exciting people. People that have like even at some point in time been like my celebrity crush. I know that sounds really ridiculous, but like
it does not sound ridiculous. That's amazing.
It's fun. It's exciting. It's like when you're sitting at home and you don't feel like putting on makeup and going and meeting a dude at a bar. You're like, this is fucking cool. I get to sit on my couch and swipe. Like
absolutely. Well, what I
and they're seeing the best versions of myself. I'm on my person's side.
What I liked about it for Tracy is that I have a few friends that are on it and. Like there is one common thread, like most of the men are successful at, relatively yeah. successful. They're handsome.
You have to be, and you have to be accepted. It's like college.
Yes. Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
I didn't get accepted to college, so maybe I have a chance at this.
And the one thing that I did notice though, she does come across a lot of like, you know, quote unquote actors, and they're all like Law and Order actors. like they've
what?
Been, you know, like they're like, you know, they're like, yeah, I'm an actor. And like, oh, what have you been in? And it's like 70 episodes of Law and Order.
Oh, of course, because they have everyone on there.
But you've actually met cool people.
No, it is. There's cool people. There's like cool sports players and there's cool.
Oh, you said
like
the magic word.
Businessmen even and CEOs. I'm like, look, like, whatever. Like, I'm at an age where I don't want to like be messing around. Like, yeah, I want to settle down and be with someone who's successful and set in their life. So whatever. It's great. But at the same time, like, I don't know, I feel like Raya becomes this thing where you're just back and forth, like, chatting on the app, and, like, rarely does it transpire into something, but sometimes it does. I have gone on a few dates, and my funny story, maybe other people will not find this funny, but the very first date I went on, and I know you guys are East Coasters, so I feel like you'll get me on this, because I'm originally from this coast, East Coast, I'm on the East Coast right now, but, a lot of people in LA, you know, they're very into like, which is all great. And I'm actually into it now, but this is 3 years ago, but they're very into like meditating and like, they're kind of hippy dippy and, you know, like sound baths and crystals and astrology. And like, look, it's great. Everyone, I'm not making fun of it. It's just that I was never like huge on all of that.
Right.
I do meditate now, but this is what before I did. So I had no idea. And I'm on this app and I'm newly single and I'm kind of a little bit desperate. I'm like, I just need to get out there. Like it was really sad and kind of depressed for a minute. And I met this guy, we were vibing. It was like 2 days, but I was like, I don't care. He's cute. He's like, you know, successful and like has a really interesting job. And he invited me last minute. He's like, I know this is kind of last minute, but like, I don't know. I just feel like you're super cool girl. We've been vibing. Like, do you want to come with me to the sound bath? And I was like, what the hell is
the
a sound
fuck
bath?
Is that?
Exactly. Literally. Like, you got to Google it because hold on. So I'm like, all right, like when? And he's like, well, it starts in like 2 hours. So of course I'm like, shit, I got to like throw my fake eyelashes on. I got to curl my hair. Like the whole thing is I'm meeting this guy for the first time.
Jersey
you know, I got to look cute. Of course. So I'm like, okay. So I'm like, yeah, sure. Where is it? He tells me it's at the Standard. So I'm like, oh, well, I'm sure this is like, I don't know what it is, but tell him I'll meet him there. Or actually he sent a car. It was very nice. Sent a little like whatever, Uber, the whole thing. And I'm like, oh, this is great. Like a little date. We'll probably go to dinner after. I'm sure there's a, you know, we'll go to the bar at the Standard. I still have no idea. I don't know why. Don't ask me why I didn't look up what a sound bath was, but I didn't because I just jumped in the shower and started getting ready. So I'm like curling my hair, putting on a cute little outfit. I've got like my Louboutin stilettos on, like, you know, the whole nine. And I get there and I see people like entering like super like cool hippie looking chicks and dudes with like dreads and like they're barefoot and they're like yoga mats with them. And I'm like,
Googling it. Oh and God. Oh my God, I picture how you went there.
I went there like I was going to a club like in Manhattan. Like, I did not know, or like I was so yeah. So I show
There's
up.
There's people
and like,
in blankets.
Literally. And I show up with my clutch and in heels. And I'm like, wait, what is this? And he's like, and I meet him and I'm so embarrassed off the bat. I'm like, to be honest, I didn't really like know what this was. And like, people are handing out like CBD and THC gummies and like about to like, you know, listen to basically it's a way of meditating. So I didn't know
Wait,
that.
Wait, this was your
so
first
like,
date?
Setting up their mats. It was like a first date. And he's just like, yeah, I thought it'd be something different, something cool. But only in LA would a sound bath take place at the Standard. So it definitely caught me off guard. And yeah, so Got here him. I am laying down with like all these people like in my heels on a mat that someone let me borrow. And like trying, and I'm just laughing. Like I'm trying so hard to listen to the like the music and like let it take me on this spiritual journey. And I'm just like dying laughing, envisioning like just looking basically like going into my mind and looking at myself from above, just like how out of place I was. With, like,
such an out of
my
body
freshly
experience.
Curled hair and like lip gloss, fake lashes, like the whole thing with like all of these like meditation yogis. Like it was just, I felt like such an idiot.
It's amazing. This is why I'm so East Coast. Jessica makes fun of me. She's like, you go after one guy. I'm like, yeah, because I know what to expect. I know what I'm getting. And I don't end up at a fucking sound bath somewhere.
I don't end up at a sound bath.
I know where the fuck I'm going. He's going to go take me for a drink. And then that's it. We'll drive around in his convertible in fucking New York City. Like, that's it. That's what we're doing. And that's
and
him
that's
going
great.
Home.
I would love, have loved for that to have been the city. Right. I love driving around the city. But it was not. And honestly, I've been to a sound bath after this and it was super cool. I went very prepared. I knew what I knew very well and what to not wear.
You learned your lesson quick.
I learned my lesson. So that's like kind of a funny story. And then I just have like random stories like
a
bunch of people on my
It just like to take somebody on a date to meditate is insane.
So
you know,
LA.
But how do you you're supposed to get to know somebody on a date and like talk to them. It's like, let's go on a date and just be in silence. Like it just makes
that
no sense.
Exactly. Thank you. I was like, what is going on? I mean,
just
actually
processing everything.
I know. He turned out to be kind of cool, and afterwards we did go get like a glass of wine at the bar or whatever. But I was just like, it was just so awkward, dude. I was like, this is just no. And that was my very first Raya date.
Wow.
And like, I have met cool people. I like matched with one of like the old bachelors, and it was funny because we had him on our podcast, Two and a Half Girls, and every single person in
Nick?
The room had also matched with him.
Yes. Nick.
We've like all
why
so that
do
was
I just
funny.
Assume that's who it is? That's terrible. I just assume
I
that he's like fucking everybody.
I mean, he's super cool. We never like met up off the app or anything, but it was just funny because every single person in the room and our previous guest that day had matched with him. I was like,
wow,
this world is just so small, this community. But there's like, I don't know, there's fun, cool people on it. There really is.
So wait, is it like Tinder and Bumble where like you go on and you set like a distance? Like they're not gonna match me with like LA guys, are they?
You can pick your distance. No,
yeah,
but
please.
Actually sometimes they throw in some like random guys from London and stuff, and I'm like, I mean, they love the accent, but like, you know, like what's this really gonna do for me?
Opposite.
Coming from the girl who totally had a relationship with a guy in London.
Really?
But anyway, yeah, I totally did. That was 24-year-old me.
Did he have
That's
an accent?
Definitely not 29-year-old.
Oh my
me.
God, I can't.
Did he talk like this?
I mean,
did he talk like this?
Did he offer you a crumpet?
He did. He talked like this. He was actually a bit cockney.
Oh my God, I cannot picture. Just knowing you and who you dated that I know, like I instantly go into like, how the fuck did she end up with him?
I know, very different. Very different.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I for sure was obsessed with only Italian Jersey boys for
with
very
New York
long.
Accents, right? Me
with
and
New
you,
York
we understand
New York and
it. Yes, nobody
it.
In
I
this
mean,
room
New York
understands.
And
nobody gets it here. Everyone makes fun of me.
It's a thing. It's like a very like you know. It's just it's what we're used to. It's yeah. Kind of, my parents, you know, are all from. My dad's from Queens. Mom's Long Island girl. Like they're mm-hmm. both Italian. That's just like what you're used to. They get the Sunday dinners that start at 3 or 2. Like they just get it all.
That take all day.
That take all day. But yeah, so, and you know, it's a fun app. I mean, I feel like the thing about this app that makes you feel, you know, safe is that they do have to, like, they do like go through and like really research everybody before they accept them onto the app.
That makes it feel better.
And they don't accept everybody. Like you have to be like a legit person with your shit together. So you're not like matching with random dudes that have no idea what they want. Like they're cool people. They really are.
Oh, so no guys who live on a twin mattress with superhero sheets in his mom's basement are on there? Awesome. Good talk.
I don't think so. I don't think any of those guys made it to Raya. They're
Perfect.
Definitely still on the quote unquote waiting list.
Oh,
but yeah.
They're on the sorry to deny your claim, but.
Exactly. But it becomes like, I don't know, kind of just addictive because you're constantly, you either X or heart. And the cool thing about it is if you heart somebody and they don't, or like, you know, like somebody and they don't like you back, they would never know you liked them. You guys have to both heart each other to know. or to match, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, they would never know that you liked them and they didn't like you back.
Yeah, so, like a lot of apps you can pay to like find out every one of your likes.
And
you,
what?
Yeah, there's, I think on Bumble, my friend said that her ex has a Bumble now and that he had, like, it doesn't have his age on it. And I'm like, why wouldn't it have his age? And she's like, oh, because he pays like a monthly fee to have like extended features. He gets all of his likes right to him and he can find out, like, so he's not swiping away and he's like, she doesn't like me, she doesn't like me. It's instantly like, here's a list of girls who want to fuck you and yes or no. And oh, I'm like, gosh, wow, that's so fucking aggressive. Also, for
that
a guy.
That is some strong ass Bumble game. Also, that is a strong ass Bumble game.
Totally for a guy, worth the $9.99 a month.
Well, I mean, I feel like Raya is a, I don't know why I feel this way and I could be totally wrong. And it maybe is because, like, I like to think I'm a good girl, but like, I really do. But like, I don't feel like people just go on to like try to fuck you. Like, I don't. Like, I feel like a lot of people, especially because they're like, they don't want to be known.
You're
for
putting
that
yourself
have, like,
out there. Yeah.
They
no,
don't
I agree.
Put themselves out there like that because they're respectable people that, yeah, you know, other people may know. So I feel like it's a little less sleazy. I truly do. I mean, I've had a couple of those and all of the ones that have been like that were sports players.
Shocking.
Mm-hmm. Shocking. And I mean, and I'm just like, all right, unmatched. It's just annoying. But
we had a girl on here who told us that Tinder is the fucking app and then Bumble and Hinge are more like possible dating, like a little more serious because like there's more information to give and like,
yeah,
you
can
filter people out. Like if you don't want somebody who smokes, you can put it on there. If you want somebody over 6 foot, you could put it on there. Like there's more of like, and then Tinder's right, just like, yes or no, do we want to bang or no? That's
it's
what
like
she
in,
said
right now this second, what, like,
yeah, yeah, what do we want in 10 minutes? Yeah,
yes. So, and that's how I kind of feel about Raya. Like it's the only one I've ever been on, but from what I've heard and what I've seen from friends and all their dating apps, mm-hmm, it's like a pretty legit, it's like the prestigious dating app. So I definitely think you should get on it. If anything, it's just fun to see a bunch of hot dudes and like swipe around and heart. And the best part is your non-single friends are going to like the app 10 times more. Cause they're like, in these relationships, they'll steal your phone and be like, oh my God,
that's,
oh my God,
me.
That's Jessica.
Like, let me heart some guys. And they get more into it than I do. They're, yeah, like, oh my God, let's go to his Instagram now and see, let's see. It's like, it's hilarious.
That's amazing, actually.
Yeah, it is really funny. When
we get all right, we're getting point, you on it. It's done.
Oh, my, when we get to that,
I don't
point,
need you to sign up for it. I'll
oh,
sign you up.
Oh, you're just going
to
go on as me?
Yeah.
Catfish. Oh, my God. All right. Well, we love hearing stories like this because this is exactly the reason that we either need to be on it or need to not be on it. So we needed to hear this.
I'm going to give it a big thumbs up. For okay, anything, cool, it's just fun. And it's like, I don't know, like $7 a year, a month. I don't know, but it's nothing. It's just fun.
All right.
It's fun.
I agree. I totally get that.
I
feel like I need to now go on Raya. After,
yeah,
this.
I think, yes, you need to go on and send us some screenshots of hot ones that you've matched with.
You know what? Here's the thing. You can't screenshot on Raya, but I can't, whoa, take pictures off of someone else's phone. Yeah, you get kicked off.
Yeah, get your iPad,
it's legit,
out.
It's legit.
Steal a friend's phone. Go get Donna's phone.
I'll go get my mom's phone. Yeah, for sure. And I'll take some pictures.
That's
see,
so funny.
See what you guys think.
Oh my God. All right. Thank you so much for calling in and telling us your story. I cannot wait to hear more of these. And you guys, check out Cassie. She has her own podcast. So we want you guys to listen to that also. Why don't you tell them what it is and where to listen?
Yeah. I mean, we're actually going to start back up tomorrow. We took a little bit of time off, but it's at 2.5 girls, all spelled out. It's me, one of my gay best friends, Brett, and one of my best friends, Laura.
So cute. Such
it's
a cute
fun
title.
We're going to start doing a quarantine edition. And mm-hmm, we're going to get on House Party because obviously we're all quarantined in different areas, mm-hmm, of America.
Yep.
She, one of us is in, I'm here in Florida right now at my parents, but Laura is in Texas and Brett's in LA. So we're going to get on House Party and,
perfect,
yeah, get back to it. So check it out. And
guys, I've listened, yeah, to it. They're always drinking. It's so funny. They have fun guests on. You guys have to check it out. It's awesome. Thank you so much for calling
fun
in, Cass. Thank you.
Of course, babe. Love you.
Love
so,
you
so
guys.
Good talking to you.
All right.
Okay,
thanks, babe. Stay safe.
Oh my God. It was so good.
She's so easy.
That was so good. Like, I can't get over that story.
Like, this is,
I just know that
I
would scar you for life.
Of leaving.
I know.
New Jersey and New York, even Connecticut or Philly. Like, I can't go past that border.
Well, you would not do well in California. We
I
all know that.
I would die. Yeah. I would physically die. I'd be like, I don't see one person here.
You'd be like, can I have
in
a burger?
Fucking Yankee fitted. I don't see one.
Can I order a burger? And their eyes would bulge out. You,
like,
eat meat. You
do
kill
you mean,
animals.
Do you mean a black bean burger? I'm going to be like, no, bitch. I said a burger.
Do you eat gluten? Ew. They're going to judge you so hard.
I would literally die in LA.
They're
that's
like,
why I belong here.
Your drink isn't green? Ew.
But I know Kazi's bi-coastal now, so like she works in LA when she does movies and stuff, and then she's her family's obviously from New York, and she her family now lives in Florida, so she's all over the place. She's like the tri-America.
They're gonna be like, you're wearing yoga pants but you're not doing yoga,
and I'm like, nah bitch, it's cause my Ew. Jeans don't fit. That's why I'm in yoga pants.
I mean, if I would pay money to see someone take you on a meditation day, I would cry. It would be the best episode of television of all time.
I would literally sit there just judging everyone, knowing they were judging. Look at this girl with her fake extensions, her huge white tip nails. Like, I'd be like, and wild, and wild. The second I talk, no matter where I go, they're like, where are you from? I'm like, yeah, I'm just from like northern up there. And they're like, oh, Jersey. And I'm like, okay, fine. Put a fucking label on me. I don't care. But that's where I'm from. And this is why I can't live anywhere else.
Just like, promise me that when you're ready and you start going on these dating websites, because I sign you up, that we can follow your journey and hear your stories, because it's going to be epic.
Jessica literally made a Hinge account for me and goes on as me. Like, don't be catfished, people. This is what she did. She's like, are you ready to date? And I'm like, no. And then she goes, okay, well, I am for you. So, and I'm like, bitch, no.
Listen, I did this with my good friend.
You did. And that worked out.
Sabotage Sally. Mm-hmm. She sabotaged herself. But before that, she was, you know, crushing it.
Before she went and destroyed his whole house and asked for his mother's gifts back, she was doing well because of Jessica's choices. So let's just put it out there. Jessica has good taste. I mean, her husband's hot and he's a 6 foot something athlete. So, I mean, there you go.
Oh, my God. No, I you know what? Sometimes you don't know what's best for you.
Yeah.
Because
Jess is a mom now also. So she's definitely in mom mode.
You do have a type. And, you know, Sabotage Sally had a type. And I had to tell her, like, sometimes you can meet a really good guy if you look outside of that type.
Yeah, but don't you need to? Okay, there's sexual attraction and physical attraction. Like, I need to physically look at him and be like, yeah. If he looks like I would never be into him, like, I'm going to end up cheating on you, and I don't even cheat. Like, but I'm going to push myself to, because if I don't have it there, I'm going to be like, no, it's not worth it.
No, I don't know. You're totally right.
Like, I could maybe fuck somebody that I wasn't totally my type.
I'm not
but
trying
like,
to get you like a big fat, you know, like Shrek. I'm not trying to find you like somebody like that.
Some ogre. Yeah.
Like Princess Fiona, take it easy. You know, I know what you like. I could find somebody for you that is your type, but like just outside that like box. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. That's why you have the Hinge account and you can have fun on there.
Listen, Sabotage Sally, same type as you, as you heard. You know, they had to be.
No, but I'm not. But I don't look for that. I have a physical type. I don't look for like, oh, well, he's got to be the most popular.
No, but she did.
So
she does have a physical type. She liked bodybuilders and weightlifters, whatever. And
I don't like bodybuilders. I just wanted to have nice arms. You could throw me around.
The guy that she ended up with had, you know, she like didn't want to meet in person. And I said, one thing that does not translate through these apps is swag.
That's true. You
I
do
have
say
to
that
tell
a lot.
You.
I know, but
because
does swag...
I think about Denny. Denny has like a swag walk. Like when he walks, like
Denny gives no fucks about anyone, and that is his personal swag. It's amazing. I'm in the room and I'm like, I don't even know if he knows I'm here. Like but he just doesn't care.
If Denny had to go on Hinge, he'd be fucking doomed. Like he'd have a picture from 40 years ago.
Yeah. But also Denny's like, he's a type. He's blonde hair, blue eyes. You gotta like that type. Otherwise you're not gonna know he has swag under those
he
blue
eyes.
He
would have a picture from Belmar from when he was 20 years old.
Accurate.
He'd have stupid responses. He'd have
and
no
the graphic t-shirts.
Graphic
t-shirts are my favorite. Denny's got the best graphic tees.
Like he'd be doomed, and you like he's somebody I feel like you'd have to like meet in person to like get the swag level and to just see like to get it. So I do feel like some of these apps you don't get a good fair, you know, reading just from swiping real quick and judging real quick, and it's hard. And then the other thing is too, like I don't know. I think with these apps you should avoid exchanging social media right away.
I can't, because when I exchange social media, they'll be like, hold on.
Oh no,
why do you have half a million followers?
No.
And then they get weird.
Of course.
Even people that I meet like on the street with like, if my friend's like, oh, this is my friend, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, hi. And they're like, oh, let's be friends on social media. I'm like, no, I'm not giving you it, because you're going to be like, oh, I definitely want to be friends with you now because maybe I'll get followers. And then I'm like, oh, you're a tool. Got it. No problem.
You know, Jules, neighborhood Jules, when we had her on the show, had said the same thing. Like, wait to do the social because you kind of prejudge each other based on it. And your social media is not always the best impression of you.
Also, I feel like when you follow somebody on social media, if you go to their followers or people following them, you're like, oh my God, look at the people we have in common. And that may freak you out also because you're like, oh my God, I know this person. What if he hooked up with her or whatever? Mm-hmm. Like you instantly make assumptions that like, oh my God, if we know the same people, then they're going to call them and ask them about me and blah, blah, blah. You should just not know about it.
I totally agree. I think, I don't know. Because you know how, like, we talk about this all the time. There's people that we like in real life, and then there's people that we hate their social media personalities.
Oh, Noah Centineo?
Huh?
Peter Kavinsky? Like, I love him in movie form, and then I followed him on Instagram, and I'm like, what the fuck?
That is
unfollow.
Tracy, I'm so glad you put that is the perfect example of what I'm
like,
talking
wow.
about.
And then 3 minutes later I followed him on Instagram and I'm like, I would literally not look at this kid twice.
That's what I'm saying. He's horrible on social.
It's just corny.
So like
corny.
Imagine you're on Hinge and you're swiping and you see him and you're like, oh my God, he's hot. He's got some funny quote. You guys are talking back and forth. He seems normal. Then you're like, give me your Insta. And you go on his Instagram and you're just like, Jesus Christ, what just happened? Who is this person?
Zero to 100 real quick.
Yeah, real quick. He's horrible. So
it's just like I got cringeworthy for some of the posts. I'm like cringing. Oh my God, no.
Dude, I'm dying right now. My friend texts me because I was telling her that we're talking about Raya and one of the guys that she was talking to on Raya texted her and said that he tested positive for corona. And I said, did he text you? Like, did he have to call you? Like, if he had herpes, like, hey.
Hey, just so you know, tested positive for herpes, maybe. Maybe we don't hang out until you get a Z-pack.
Like, is that the weirdest thing to like call all the girls that you like matched with? Like, she hasn't seen him in months.
Just wanted you to know I have corona. Yeah. That's either your last goodbye and you're like, I gotta say goodbye to her one last time, or it's like unnecessary information. Alan, go ahead.
That's something I saw the other day actually on a government website where it's like things to avoid during the shutdown and everything. And it was like an entire section on sex. Mm-hmm. And it was like, the safest way is to not have sex, but to masturbate. The second one was like, if you have to have sex, which I was like, okay. They're
like, so completely contradicting
to if you have to have sex, the next safest is like someone that's in your home already. And I'm just like, can you imagine how many like roommates right now are like, you know, I hadn't thought about fucking you, but we're about to fuck because of corona.
It's like, I had a dick appointment, but I can't make it. So what about you? How are you in? Because I know you're the room over and we're already breathing each other's air.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, so it's a little disappointing that dick appointments have been put off for people. I feel bad for all who have, you know, postponed their dick appointments.
Yeah, but, you know.
But also, we're trying to stay alive, guys.
But this is also could be a really great time to connect with somebody new on a different level. Doesn't all have to be sexual, Tracy?
Also, FaceTime them and do it that way.
Yeah, you
can't get
corona
pregnant through FaceTime. Like... It's just as abstinent as anal.
Oh, my God.
FaceTime is the new anal. It's the corona anal. FaceTime.
FaceTime is exit only.
Yeah.
You know what? Some of y'all on the dating sites that are single that jump to meet a guy and jump to go sleep with them right away, this will be a good thing because instead you have to actually talk to them, get to know them. Right, Alan? Like learn who they are.
Why are you asking Alan and not me?
Because you've got other ideas.
Nuh-uh. I'm newly single. I'm not doing things like that.
I mean, you're going to find out real quick that most of the guys on this dating app have no personality.
Corny.
Like,
shut up, Alan.
That are all sending, hi.
Hey, sup. Sup.
You travel. I like to travel.
You like to travel? What's your favorite fast food?
You want to play 20 questions?
You go first. I can't think of any.
I'm just saying, in a world where we are so quick to meet in person, we get physical right away. This could be good for the single women in the dating world, you know, to sure, Alan, I get it. You're right. 99% of the people are probably the worst. But if you get that 1%, that little sliver.
Oh, yeah.
Then you can meet somebody normal. It's a good time
to
do it.
You just
got to
get past all the send nudes requests that are going to boom
right now. When he asks you to send nudes, just send a bunch of lipsticks.
And then be like, this is not what we're here for. We're here to learn about each other and see how long he texts you after that. That's going to be your deciphering factor.
I have a friend that sends pictures of pasta.
Amazing.
So great.
Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
Bye.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
All right, guys, what is endurance warranty? What is it? It's something that everybody in this world should have. Endurance is a direct provider of vehicle protection plans that save drivers thousands of dollars on auto repairs. Endurance is one of the largest vehicle protection companies in the United States. So just tell them about it.
For a limited time, Endurance Elite membership is included with every vehicle protection plan. This plan includes 24/7 roadside assistance, a personal concierge,
yum,
key fob replacement, and the tire repair. Endurance Elite also includes ID theft recovery and replacement, repair loan without an application, and $250 in discounts at select merchants.
Endurance's auto advocates will help with everything from negotiating the best repair price to finding you a hotel room if you're away from home and you need assistance. Endurance empowers confidence for the road ahead.
Let me tell you a story.
I was in
a car accident. Somebody hit me like from behind.
Mm-hmm.
And what would have been really great is if I had a fucking personal concierge,
uh-huh,
who could 24/7
for you to sleep
roadside
at
assistance. I would have just been like gone out of the car and been like, hold on, let me use my endurance, you know, and my insurance. But instead I was like, my dad's going to be pissed. And I said, don't worry about it, bro. And I drove away.
What an
idiot.
And
my car was so fucked up. And my dad was so mad at me again.
Wow.
So
not just one time, two times he's yeah, done this. Yeah. You guys, for $300 off, we're going to save you $300 for our listeners only. You're going to go to endurancenow.com/bad examples. You guys, that's $300 you're saving to have protection that you need regardless.
Guys, go to endurancenow.com/bad examples.
Because at the end of the day, insurance plus endurance equals
total protection. Okay.
For more information about Endurance's vehicle protection plans, visit endurancewarranty.com.
Describe your style in one word. Is it simple? Adventurous? Is it cheetah-licious?
Is it sophisticated?
Is it zebra-licious?
Ooh.
What kind of animal print are you wearing? Because Stitch Fix has it all.
Has everything.
However you dress, the stylists at Stitch Fix can help you find your new favorite piece.
Stitch Fix, because they have stylists that are waiting for you to join so that they can help you find the perfect look for you.
Yeah, why not let the celebrities handle it? You just literally open a box at your door and call it a day. And guys, this isn't just clothing. It's shoes, accessories, jackets, jewelry, everything.
And now they have men's and kids.
Love it. Oh, I can't wait to do the kids subscription box.
I know. You guys can pick between automatic shipments or only getting new pieces on demand. Shipping, exchanges, and returns are always free. And plus, the $20 styling fee is automatically applied towards everything that you keep from your box.
It's not just like you're going to find unique pieces. Like, no one's going to be wearing the same shit as you. And you're going to find new styles and new things that complement your body. I'm a huge fan of Stitch Fix. Go to Stitch
stitchfix.com/bad examples and get an extra 25% off when you keep everything in your box.
When it comes to shopping for clothes, most of us are amateurs. So obviously we all need that little extra push to wear something that we may not have thought, but that would look great for our body. So let the stylists do their job. You guys are going to go to stitchfix.com/bad examples to get an extra 25% off when you keep everything in your box. Again, that's stitchfix.com/bad examples. Do not miss out on this. It's awesome. We all love it here and you need to try it.
I'm Dr. Megan Sachs.
And I'm Dr. Amy Sloshberg.
And we're the host of the podcast Campus Killings. Our show covers some of the most sinister crimes to take place on or around school campuses, or the cases we discuss have a school-connected theme.
And with the new school year comes an all-new second season of Campus Killings, which will debut on September 16th, 2023.
But if you want to listen to Campus Killings now, you can binge all the episodes from season one, available everywhere you listen to podcasts.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
All right, guys, so we have the greatest ever Instagram model, business owner, entrepreneur, my personal girl crush. We have Jessica Burciaga here. You're welcome. Jess, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi,
how are you?
How are you?
Oh my gosh, it's crazy what's going on right now. I'm doing good.
How's like everything out there in LA? Is it different than what I imagine here quarantined is like, or no?
I think it's worse.
It's pretty crazy. Like, I'm a homebody anyway, so
yeah, same.
It's not a big deal for me to stay home. It's just how scary, like, what's going on, like why we have to stay home, you know? It's like, yeah, pretty insane.
That's nuts. All right, so we're, like, here kind of trying to distract people, keep their spirits up, like, make them laugh a little bit. We're talking about dating apps, ways to meet guys, like, what it's like for single girls and, like, kind of nightmares of the situation of, like, meeting guys and, like, online stuff. So are you on any dating apps or no?
I've never really used a dating app ever. Last year, summer 2019, I signed up for a dating app, but that you had to be approved for. It was called The League.
The League?
League. It took me months. For them to accept me.
Oh, so I have no chance. Cool.
yeah, you can. You try. Trust me. You can get on there. But they do like a really thorough screening of like who you are, background check, LinkedIn, verified.
So you're not like a psychopath. They're trying to weed out
This is how The League describes themselves online. Are you told your standards are too high? Good, keep them that way. I love it.
They don't even show you that many. Like, it's not, I've seen Tinder and Bumble. Like, I've seen my friends on there. Like, they swipe. This is not like that. They match you with people who they think will be a good fit for you. And there's only like 4 or 5, I would say about 4 to 7 a week. And you're like, there's not a lot of...
Oh, action. Yeah.
I've only... the month that I was just looking at it, I never actually really talked to anybody. There was only like one guy that I was like, oh, he's cute. That was it.
I bet he would die to know that. I feel like we should personally tell him, by the way, she approved. Have you ever had anyone steal your pictures and use them on any of the dating websites? Because that has to happen too, no?
Oh, my God. That's been happening since MySpace days.
Yeah.
Like,
we're all traumatized by MySpace.
It's crazy. Like, and the crazy thing is, guys actually, I can't believe that guys still talk to girls or these fake profiles online without any FaceTime or Skype,
yeah,
or something.
Right.
Like, you just believe that this girl with 200 followers is me. And guys are, and then when they find the real me, they will write me like,
and tell
oh
you.
My God, this girl like scammed me out of money. I was like sending her money for like a year. I was gonna leave my wife. I'm like, wait, what?
Holy shit.
This guy, This guy flew all the way over here from, I don't even remember where he was from. He wasn't from the United States. This is like 4 years ago. He's like, I flew all the way there and like, he stood me up. I'm like, wait, what?
Like, why would crazy. People do, I mean, I get
I
it.
Don't know.
I get it. But like, that's fucking crazy and like very desperate, yeah. obviously. So do you use Instagram yeah. as like a dating website? Because I'm sure, like, I know when you're on a dating website, like first question a guy asks you is like, oh, what's your Instagram? Like they want to confirm that it's real, right? So do you just use that, right. like take out the middleman and just like use Instagram anyway?
I mean, you could, I mean, I really think the way people use Instagram, they're on there all day long, pretty much, yeah. right? Like all throughout the day. Yeah, it is, it can be a dating app for some people. Like it's easy to connect with people or someone can, I think, I don't send people DMs, but I've gotten a lot of DMs. And,
oh, I bet.
Yeah, I mean, in the past, I don't talk to many, but in the past, I went on a couple of dates with a couple of DMs, but not a lot. I think probably like three.
Wow. So there is a chance yeah. if you DM her, guys, like there's a chance. Bring your A game. Bring your A game.
Yes, yes. It's I mean, it's fun, or even just having conversation, and you know, a lot of people have mutual friends, and it's a great way to connect and. A yeah. lot of ways.
It's like a great yeah. networking thing, if nothing else. Like, you can meet people for business or anything else. But, like, I just feel like if there's any, like, DMs have taken over, like, I mean, slogans and everything. So the fact that, like, sliding into your DMs, that's what, like, a guy is, like, kind of using. I mean, me, I just got out of a marriage, and my DMs are crazy. Like, I can't imagine you, who's, like, well-known and a single girl, and, like, I can't even imagine how you filter that shit out. Like, that's crazy.
And it is crazy. It goes down in the DMs, as they say.
It does.
But, yeah, but, you know, I'm not excited about it anymore. Before it was like, oh, look who DM'd me, you know? But I'm like, wait a minute. He has probably, this is like a copy and paste. He probably sent this to,
yep.
like, all the models that, mm-hmm. you know, he are in find. His radar. Yeah. So, you know, we're talking about, you know, people, like, real... you know, celebrities or,
yeah.
you know, people, yeah, like that. So you're like, you probably just are trying to, because it's not like before where it was, it's just so overly saturated now with beautiful women. Like, I just don't feel like special like that. I'm like, there's like a million thousand girls on Instagram. Like, I don't believe I'm the only one he wrote that to.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, no, well, I think that's actually super interesting because I have a friend that works in sports and, like, the athletes will, like, watch her at night and then, like, DM her.
It's like, why couldn't you talk to me in person? Yeah. You gotta wait to DM me? Yeah. Like, how lame.
And it's just, and it's the same thing. Like, she's like, it's so obvious that, like, they're sending the same message to, you know, they're increasing their odds.
Yeah.
So it becomes less special.
I don't know. It seems, like, all really disingenuous to me. It's like... online dating is scary as shit.
It's
like,
hard.
I don't know. I would yeah. totally get
I don't know anyone that I don't know anyone that has a successful relationship from one. I mean, I know that there is, I've heard, but I've never
You don't know anyone like, personally?
All my friends no, I've no I have friends though that are on dating apps and they they're like, it's just I feel like they just use it to hook up. Really. I don't know
yeah.
if
fast sex, yeah. You know,
yeah, and it's kinda weird. I feel like people can lie or I'm like, wait. She's like, isn't he cute? And I'm like, where does he live? Does he live at home with his mom? Like, what kind of job does he have? Like, I just, it's not just a cute face to me. I need to know.
She sounds like me.
I need to see
some yeah. potential.
Yeah.
I literally, so. That's like one of the first questions I ask somebody when they approach me. I'm like, oh, you live with your mom? Cool.
No, that's not awesome. What you ask. You say, how big are your arms?
Oh, my mom's basement. No.
Yeah, no. I mean, people, guys that I'm friends with that I didn't even know still lived at home are fucking living at home. And it blows my mind. I'm like, how did I not like think like this was more common of a thing? This is mortifying. Like, you're 35. How do you live at home? Like, this is why you're single. You ask me, like, why can't I find a girl? Bro, you live at home.
Right. Get off the dating app. Yeah. Stop signing up for the dating app and go get an application.
Go get an application.
Seriously.
That's amazing.
But that maybe that's the website The League is it yeah. like weeds out those guys.
I know. I feel like maybe that's one that we should look into to help promote.
I need you to get back on there, Jessica.
Yeah, we need you back on The League. We need to know more about this.
I'm so interested in
it. Oh, I'm on it. There was only one guy so the way The League works, when they show me the guys that they pick for me, they show me that this guy already liked my picture. So I can, if I like it back, that's when he's allowed to message me.
Oh, got it.
So something like that. But like, I've seen guys that like my stuff, like kind of letting me know, like, okay. And I'm like, oh no, I don't like their stuff. So they won't get, it kind of takes them out of, it weeds them out of my way. And then they can't message me. So they kind of, I feel like leave it up to the girl.
Yeah, I think Bumble's like that. Bumble forces the girl to message the guy first.
Okay. I think that's how it works, because literally I've only talked to one guy on there, and we've never, like, went out or anything. We just, like, hey, what's up? Like, it was nothing. And he was really, he's cute. He was like, we should meet up and have, you know, just, like, have a drink or a cup of coffee or, you know, or whatever you want to do. And I'm like, he seemed really nice, and I know a little bit about him, but I don't know. I've never been on a blind date ever.
Well,
so,
like, I understand because I despise first dates. I despise them. Like, if a guy were to be like, oh, let me take you out to dinner, I'm like, no, we can go to drinks. And he's like, why? And I'm like, because if you're fucking boring, I don't really want to be stuck at a dinner table with you and have nothing to talk to you about. If we're at drinks, there's other things going on. There's music. There's other people. There's like, oh, turn and talk to the bartender. Like, any way to get out of that. That's why I'm like, I totally don't understand this, like, first date, dinner date thing. It seems like a lot of pressure.
I feel like that's, like, very old school way. Like, And I don't like to be seen out with people if I'm not sure that I'm, like, for sure about you.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't want to be seen out with someone and someone's like, oh, I saw Jessica with so-and-so. I'm like, oh, no, that's not my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. We just had a date. So, yeah, like, meeting up at a lounge, having a drink and talking, getting to know each other. You know, even at each other's, not the first date, but I'm like, even if you're kind of dating or talking to someone for a while, I like chilling at home.
She's like, exactly like me, going, like that.
Like, I don't know why girls don't like doing that. Like, oh, he invited me over. I don't want to just go over. I'm like, he's trying to chill with you. Like, you've seen him multiple times. It's not that big of a deal. I'd rather sit.
I'd rather, watch a movie, order in food, exactly. And feel comfortable than, like, going and being broadcasted in front of everyone at a date that, like, yeah. I don't even know if I like them or if I feel comfortable with them or they can hold a conversation. That's always how I felt.
Right. Yeah, I love to go out too, but I love to be home. It just seems like a more comfortable environment. That's if you trust the person. Like a first date, like I've never met the person, I would not go to their house.
No.
I don't recommend that.
No, you'll end up in a dumpster somewhere.
Oh, God, no. But, you know, dating in LA I feel like dating in general is probably just hard nowadays because of social media, but I feel like living in LA is so hard on top of that. I had a past relationship where I found out he was doing stuff on social media, so I hate when I hear guys say, oh, I don't use it for that or whatever, and I'm like, yes, you guys do. Stop. You're not just sitting there posting pictures. You're scrolling through, checking out girls, and that's fine. You should. Like, yeah, I scroll through. I check out other women and men. Like, I'm looking, you know? But, yeah, definitely could be used as a dating app for sure, at least connecting with someone to talk to. Mm-hmm. How about you? You're divorced? How did I miss that?
I mean, you see all my posts about my kids and stuff, but, like, I don't really post about, like, the separation and shit. We're not divorced yet because everything got pushed back because of this. All the court system shut down. But, yeah, it's a work in progress to try to finish. But I'm just not ready. Like, I'm, like, terrified of being single, honestly. Like, I'm, like, a serial dater. I've been not single for, like, 15 or 16 years. So, like, I don't really know, like, what it's like. And I'm even more terrified in 2020. And now with all this shit going on, like, there's not even an option to, like, date anybody because you have to, like, FaceTime them to have communication of any kind. You can't meet up with anybody. So it's...
Oh, you mean, like, right now?
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I don't even... Like, I'm not ready for any of that. Like, Jess, like, signed me up on, like, one or two of the
dating apps, and like I'm like, oh, I don't know, like whatever. But she's like, oh, just have them, I'll go on them for you. And I'm like, whatever works for you. But she's like trying to desperately get me out there, and I'm like, I don't know, like I don't trust anyone. And I've had like devastation after devastation, and it's like, at what point does it go upward? I don't know.
I don't know either. So you don't have a quarantine bay?
No, I don't either. I have three kids who are quarantined enough for me. There's
that's oh my enough God.
For yeah. So I don't know. Maybe when all of this is over, maybe we'll see.
Maybe. I'm like, damn, I wish I had a boy. I mean, I love to be in a relationship. Even if I'm dating someone or talking to someone, I feel like I'm like faithful before there's even a relationship. Like I don't know how girls talk to multiple guys at one time or sleep with multiple guys. I can talk to like two guys at once probably, but I don't think I could like juggle that, like actually like dating, talking, sleeping with them, like all those like at once. I feel like one guy is hard enough to entertain. I could not juggle 2, 3, 4.
Well, that's my problem, right, Jessica?
Yeah.
Right? I think is like loyalty. Like, I'm very loyal. Like, right away, okay. I'm already like, oh, I cut off every other guy I'm talking to. And like, that's just how I am. And I focus on the one guy. And then I always get fucked over.
Stupid. Yeah.
Jessica's like, you're so like stupid. She always tells me that,
you're
right?
God, Karen, you're so stupid.
Yeah. God, Karen.
It's like, it should be your own Bachelor. You know what I mean? Where you narrow down right to the end.
Yeah, Jess is like, you should be like the Bachelorette. Let them fight for you.
Yeah, seriously.
But I can't do that because I feel like I can never just like have the same connection with like multiple guys. Like I always focus my one, like all my thoughts on like that one guy. And then like I get destroyed over it. And that's what happens. And I'm like, fuck it. This is like miserable. And then I'm like, let me be single for a little bit. Honestly, single Tracy's a lot of fucking trouble and I don't trust her either. So I don't know. Like,
well, maybe she's different now after the husband and kids.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Really find her out. I don't like, cause once I like someone, when someone catches my attention, I always end up kind of sticking with that person. Like, even if it's not a boyfriend, like, just dating, talking, whatever, it's really hard for me. I'm really picky. So if you have my attention, like, I'm really talking to you. I'm not talking to 20 other guys, even 5 other guys. Obviously, there's conversations, like, entertaining a few conversations in the phone once in a while. But really, not really. My phone is so dry.
You would literally never guess that. Jess, have you seen her? Like, if this Jess has a problem with her phone being dry, we're all dead. We're all done. There's no way.
I mean, there's like one guy that I talk to, that's it. You know, like, but I don't even know what that is.
This is like, but, this is proof that like it's hard out there. Like right here is proof, this conversation.
I mean, but it's clearly my choice. Like I definitely could be talking to a lot more guys, but I just like, I just want to get my business up right now and like focus on myself. I was just about to buy a house actually. And
same with Jessica, right, Jess? Oh, poor Jessie over there.
Yeah, like what are you supposed to do with all this going on?
I know.
But it's a great time. My realtor actually advised me because they were going to accept my offer, like literally the day they told us to quarantine. And he was like, just wait because it's bad right now. Oh, well, it's going to be actually just to buy a home. So, yeah. So that house is going to like.
Damn, these two Jessicas out here buying homes. And I'm like.
It's a good time to buy, but oof, I was like, what? I don't want to be in a house by myself right now alone. Because right now I live in a building that's very secure. And I feel safe. I'm up high. Mm-hmm, right now with everything going on, I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, I would be scared in a house by myself.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
So.
All right. Well. Yeah, thank you for calling in. Thank you for letting us know like about the league we had no idea about. Now we're going to Google it and learn more. And I mean, like she said, you guys, it's like hard for everybody. It's like dating sucks and that's what it is. And even her who's got people like drooling over her, she's still having a hard time finding somebody that she trusts. So it's not just us, it's everyone. So thank you, Jessica, for calling in. You're the best.
You're welcome. You guys stay safe out there. Wash your hands. Yeah. I know we've heard that a billion times.
I know, right? All right. Thank you so much. Right. Be safe. Bye,
okay.
Honey.
You too. Bye, babe.
Yes.
She's so sweet.
She's a doll. No, she's so cute. She's always commenting on the kids like, oh, they look so cute. I'm like, thank you. But she's like, I mean, like even somebody who you think like, oh my God, like she's so beautiful, blah, blah, blah. It must be easy. It's not. It's so fucked up in this world.
Dating just
sucks. Dating is horrible. Like even for us average Joes, like it's crazy. I don't know. And like all these other apps, like they're fucking scary. Like I know, like I said, like Jules, remember Jules? Jules from the neighborhood, Avocado Jules. She told us like what apps to be on, what apps not to be on. And like, I just think honestly, they're all fucking scary because anybody could lie about anything.
I hate to tell you this, but you're going to have to do all these things. So,
I mean, eventually I feel like I'm just going to have to like bite the bullet and like jump on and like start talking to people. Mm-hmm. But like, it's crazy. Like, I don't know if like, I just have such bad trust issues. It's so bad. And even people I thought I could trust, like I was fucking wrong, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just really need someone to like smack me in the face and be like, watch me let you trust me. And that's it. Like, I just feel like that's what I need to happen. But
I feel very strongly about you not just dating. Let me control your life, please.
I mean, Jessica's literally trying to fucking Pinocchio me. Like, she's like Geppetto in the corner. She's like, arm up, arm down. She's like, I don't know. She wants me out there. But I'm like, listen, then take the dating apps, run them for me. It's like you living vicariously. You won't get in trouble with Denny because you're doing a friend
like,
help.
Think about this for 2 seconds, Trey. Why would you give your all to one guy after you just did that after your marriage? Like, I'm just saying, dating is dating. There should be multiple guys in the rotation.
I know, I'm not like that. That's why I think I'm scared to date.
But that's what dating is. There should be multiple guys in the rotation. It literally is like The Bachelorette. And then you slowly narrow them down because the guy that you thought might be the best in the beginning might be the fucking worst. And then when he's the worst, guess what? You got 3 other Prince Charmings to choose from.
I know. It's like, I don't know. I'm just not there.
I know, my horny goat.
I know, I'm like dying inside, but it's fine. I'm fighting all natural urges. No big deal.
Well, it was great having both the girls on. I know they couldn't hear me very well because
I'm so mad. Well, it's because you're literally in another room. We literally glass boxed Jess. Poor girl.
But yeah, that was really awesome to have them both. And
I don't want girls to like give up hope because they're like, oh, if I didn't look like this, then I would have like, no, it's for like the hottest in the world, like they're still having problems. Like, of course, the rest of us are going to. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
From a 1 to a 10, all of us in between, we're never going to be satisfied with what's out there.
You know
there,
what?
So.
I think some of the 1s and 2s are the happiest out there.
Oh, yeah. Of course they are.
And they're just like, I'm good right here.
Yeah, that's me. Here I am. A nice solid 2.
Oh, that note.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.